Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke, Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dueling Tangents on Wednesday, May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you as well, Brian.
May the 4th be with you. I love how that turns into a Catholic greeting so quickly. And also with you. It's either way. But what I know about me is that I'm Brian. I'm in Waukesha. I'm broadcasting from 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. And you're in Madison, and your name is Luke, and I know about you.
Luke is the best bush pilot in the Outer Rim territories.
And after that, you're also broadcasting on WTTN 1580 AM, as well as 92.7 FM Devil Radio. Tune in on the Devil Radio app if you so choose. You can choose the Waukesha or the WTTN Devil Radio stream. Both are awesome, and you win either way. One is more winning, but that's fine.
You get to listen to us on both of those fantastic streams. So really, we're all winners when you decide to download the Devil Radio app and listen wherever you go.
And check out the Dueling Tangents on Twitter.
Yeah, we are on Twitter. You can also follow the stations at Devil Radio 927 and at WAUK Radio on Facebook as well. But Brian, happy Wednesday to you, my friend. It is Intergalactic Star Wars Day. Always yes. A fun little play on words with May the 4th.
I have to tell you, my daughter was so angry this morning because she forgot that it was Star Wars Day.
Oh, did she not wear the Star Wars outfit?
She had like 10 different shirts that she outgrew of Star Wars. And while we were in Hollywood Studios, we didn't get
anything. Nothing to update that.
So she wore Amy's shirt to school, and we had one of those little Sprite containers from Hollywood Studios with the Star Wars logo on it, and not logo, but it's like it looks like it. You bought it in Star Wars, and it has like alien script on it and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
It's pretty cool. It's round. It looks like BB-8 actually.
Okay.
Sprite.
There you go.
And great marketing, guys.
Great marketing.
We're keeping the bottles as souvenirs. Great job.
We're all winners. Stuff. We are, yeah. But folks, if you want to join the show, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. You can join us anytime. Call or text 844-967-2789. And Brian, we had, an excellent guest join us yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
Annalise Eicher, Dane County Board Supervisor here in the 3rd District. She represents my district, my Dane County Board Supervisor. And if you want to check out any portion of that show from yesterday, go check out Dueling Tangents podcast at devilradio927.com. But Brian, we're continuing this conversation because really the leaked SCOTUS draft opinion that came out Monday night is really the behemoth that is still, we're talking about the political consequences of it because it's going to shape up a lot of the conversations that are had between now and this fall. It is absolutely a dynamic of it. And so in 1 hour, there's only so much that you can talk about. So we talked about it a lot yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I encourage you to go check out, see what our first reactions were. Annalise gave some excellent insight on her stance on the issue. So go check out the podcast. But there's even more news to get to as well. And so we're going to be starting there today. The primary thing that I was a little surprised by because honestly, I didn't know that it was going to be something that Governor Tony Evers was going to come out and lead on. But he and 16 other governors, Brian, are encouraging Congress to take action to protect abortion access across the country. So to take federal action now that this draft leaked opinion is out there and potentially coming down as official opinion later this year, Evers signed on to a letter, and he is listed as the first governor on this letter, encouraging Congress to take action, Brian. And here in Madison yesterday, more than 1,000 individuals rallied at the Wisconsin State Capitol to protest this draft opinion.
Yeah. Okay, think about this. You get the opinion it was late on Monday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have kind of Tuesday to kind of figure it all out and everything. But by Tuesday night, there were thousands of people up at the Capitol. But let me remind you, in contrast, the last couple of, you know, stop the steal, you know, steal the election stuff that was planned and then sent by email. We'll get to those emails later. But is sent by email to a whole bunch of people that really support them. They turned up dozens, in fact, hundreds. At the spur of the moment, on a Tuesday night,
less than 24 hours later, this leaked opinion came out. Last night was not
a fun night. I don't know if you know, you were outside at all. It was not fun to be out there. Thousands of people came out.
Yes, and they marched on State Street. Spur of the moment. This was something that you could tell that the public does not want this, and it is a number of polls that have been circulated. The fact that Wisconsinites support access to abortion here in the state, either in all or most cases, 60%. Charles Franklin, Marquette Law School pollster extraordinaire, came out and showed the numbers that have barely moved over the last decade, Brian. Consistently held over the last decade. Yes. And so three out of five Wisconsin voters polled by the Marquette University Law School poll do not support overturning Roe v. Wade. They support having all or most access to abortion in the state of Wisconsin. And so I think the rally outside the Capitol yesterday, it was great. I like to see that organizing effort. And the fact that the rage is there, Brian, I think it just needs to continue, and it needs to be organized, and action needs to be taken. And it is just an excellent indicator that this isn't going to be an accepted opinion.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody that our governor led on this. Governor Evers led on this. First name on the letter. Took action within a day. That's not something just to, you know, hang your head on. That's leading on an issue.
Right.
That's,
he didn't sign on to this letter. He was the primary signatory to this letter. And it's, "Dear Speaker Pelosi, Leader Schumer, Leader McCarthy, and Leader McConnell, we write today to urge you to take immediate action to protect reproductive rights across the nation. In light of the disturbing reports regarding a draft opinion in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, revealing the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, which has long guaranteed rights Americans have relied upon for almost half a century, it is imperative that Congress act swiftly to ensure that all Americans continue to have meaningful access to reproductive health care and abortion." And that is the opening of the letter that Governor Tony Evers, the governor here in Wisconsin, signed on to yesterday, penning Congress to take action to guarantee those federal rights.
Yeah. And if you want to follow what Tammy Baldwin did.
Yeah.
You know, she has a draft ready to go for you.
She has that ready to go, and I believe Senator Baldwin reported yesterday from the grounds of the U.S. Supreme Court that the Senate will be taking up her bill next week. So go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say, for those who felt despair yesterday, for those who needed a little bit of hope and a little bit of, like, who is fighting for us, the two people that we elected statewide, actually three, I mean, the last gubernatorial election, we won statewide, and those people are the ones that are in the way of and stopping this onslaught of right wing push. So you got Governor Evers, you got Tammy Baldwin, and you got Attorney General Josh Call, all again won their election statewide pretty well, and they're the ones who are acting right now, and that's the elections have consequences. That's what Annalise Eicher, you know, reiterated 100 times yesterday. We're going to have to do it again. But again, if you need another reason to go and vote for these folks, look at what they're doing to go and protect the will of the people, and that's at least 60% of the people on most of these issues.
Yeah, and it's almost notable because yesterday on the show yesterday, we also talked about how a lot of people on the right were obsessed with the leak. That was the leak was.
Oh,
the,
we all knew
the,
that. That's right. All they get to worry about.
And that is what they're upset about. They're not going out. But I think it's also telling, Brian, that conservatives weren't celebrating this. In many regards, they were concerned about the leak, and that was what they wanted to focus on. But they weren't out celebrating a victory that they had been working towards in their minds for the last 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
And it is almost telling, because obviously yesterday, like we talked about, you don't want to think about this all through the political lens, because these decisions have real life consequences right
now.
Oh,
for sure.
But it's telling from a political sense that the right thinks that if they're not celebrating it, Brian, it makes me think they know it's vulnerable.
Yeah,
they know that people are going to be
upset.
Is,
I hate the leak, but now that you've brought it up, it's good.
All the attention is being focused on the leak rather than the actual
the people that are leading that
piece.
Are happy are the ones that are, you know, the Bible thumping ones, the ones that you would expect that I've been praying on this and praying for this forever, even though actions really kind of actually answer prayers for real. But anyway, point being is that you're right. In the memo, they were planning on releasing this last day.
The like last day gonna, of the cycle, yeah.
The last day of the cycle, they're going to do this, and see you, by the way, bye. See ya.
Yeah, don't let the door hit you on the way out. But I think it's also important to note that the former guy wasn't even talking about this at all, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking about what was going on here in the state of Wisconsin, because there was a Wall Street Journal piece, an opinion piece, about Gableman.
Which we covered on Monday. And
which
he,
we did.
So I was trolling through the press releases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had something to say about the Roe v. Wade decision, all that stuff. And then at the top, Donald Trump, really angry about Wall Street Journal. And he complains and he recommends everybody read the Gableman report. We got more reporting on that later on in the show.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And he also complains about nothing to do with Roe v. Wade at all. He just complains that they were all false. Oh, and by the way, there's a stupid movie that just came out. About this, and I actually saw a video about a billboard. It was a video billboard that said you should watch this 2000 Mules thing or whatever. That definitively proves the election fraud. I'm sure
there's a video about, or there's a movie.
There's a movie. Someone made a movie.
There's a whole movie about it. Well,
and there's a billboard on the way back into Milwaukee from here.
Oh, fantastic! Well, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents.
And idiots on Facebook are promoting it.
Oh, well, we might have to check out portions of that movie then, Brian.
I kind of want to watch it.
But it's, well, maybe we'll give it a little bit of a review. Have some fun with it. But, folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're celebrating Intergalactic Star Wars Day. We'll be right back.
I'm sure Luke wasn't on that thing when it blew.
Evidently, Mr. Ringo's an educated man.
It's a trap!
Welcome back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Figured I'd send us off on another little tangent here. You know, it's not just May the 4th, right? You know, it's 5-4, right?
It is 5-4.
And this is Take 5 by Dave Brubeck, which is done in 5-4 signature time. 5-4 time signature, sorry. I talk good. Good thing I'm on the radio talking.
Good thing. And it's Wednesday. Come on, Brian. No excuses.
I'll get there eventually. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to us on the Devil Radio app, I'm assuming, or if not, one of the many stations, 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw, and Waukesha, as well as 1580 AM and 92.7 FM out in Madison. We're going to be talking about Roe versus Wade and a whole bunch of things for the pretty much the next 6-7 months or so, at least, and if not for the rest of eternity, because again, I don't think they're ever going to stop.
And like we alluded to yesterday, there are more rights that have been decided by Supreme Court decisions that are going to be on the chopping block if this is the approach that this conservative Supreme Court is going to take.
Yeah, it's all about 14th Amendment. Okay, so we're going to move, but because otherwise we'll all of our faces will explode, and I want to move on to just to come a little, you know, let's just change the subject.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to worry about a transition at this point. Let's
segue
go to this
not
thing.
Needed.
Segue not needed. Crazy Town is about to happen. So more things happen here. There's a Twitter thread you sent me that I am very interested in. Some guy, because You know, Tom Hartman, I talks about it all the time, and I hate to mention everybody else's program on the station, but Tom Hartman talks about he subscribes to political campaigns that he doesn't agree with. He'll give him a dollar and his email so that he can get information. And Crudy uses it all the time when Donald Trump always emails him, sometimes during the middle of the show. It's like breaking news. Trump has to say, give me money. You know, it's stupid. It's stupid like that. But you also get to keep tabs on the opposition, as it were. Usually you give a dollar or $5, depending on what it is, and then you give the email or whatever. Well, they can get your email, and they can send you they can sell your email to other people.
Once they have your email, they can sell it to whoever they like. What they can do as a campaign.
And that could be good or bad, depending on how much you care or what email address you use. And I'm not saying that this is like, you know, they're going to steal your – they're watching you change. Like, no, it's not that. They're just selling your email. But this is a really cool story, and why don't you read.
Yeah, so I want to share it. Josh Clemens, somebody I follow on Twitter here in Wisconsin, is active in politics as well. And so he takes a similar approach. He's got how the Twitter thread starts off. Kevin Nicholson is running in the Wisconsin GOP primary to take on Tony for Wisconsin. He's got Governor Evers' campaign handle added there. And so Josh tells a little bit about this story. He's talking about Kevin Nicholson. He's awful, but he's running for statewide office in my home state, so I'm on his email list. But I use a simple Gmail tracking code so I could see what he did with my email. And then he hashtagged it WI Politics, Wisconsin Politics. So if you want to follow along at home, you can go check out Josh Clemens' Twitter feed as well.
That's Clemens with the K Lemons.
Correct. And so Josh goes on. So now you get to enjoy the cautionary tale of what happens when a political campaign sells its email list to anyone who wants it. First, he sold my email to Sheriff David Clark. Cringe.
Does he still get to call himself Sheriff, or can we just call him David Clark?
I wanted to put the A in there as well. Yeah, the guy that wears the cowboy hat around Wisconsin. That's who he sold it to. Then he, or possibly Clark, sold it to a group called the Wisconsin Conservation Digest.
Oh, that sounds
so
great.
So that is the next.
You always know it's great when it's a digest.
Yes. All the best forums out there are digests.
I never read Reader's Digest, and even though it could have been cool, because calling it a digest made me go, ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so, just a triggering word for me. Anyway, move on.
Josh goes on saying, which it was annoying, but fascinating, because here's where things got, quote, fun. This group, while not outright endorsing him, handed over their list to Tim Michaels to promote his current campaign against Kevin Nicholson.
This is great.
And so Josh confirms, he shows the receipts, the screenshots of how he tracked the email that he used to sign up for updates from Kevin Nicholson to then show that it was the Conservative Digest. Excuse me, there must have been a typo up in the top of the thread, but it's the Conservative Digest that is the group that then was promoting Tim Michaels' campaign. So he's got the whole thing written up. You can go check it out at
Josh's
Twitter
feed. Basically, he gave the email to Kevin Nicholson, who then sold it around to somebody to go and promote somebody who's against him.
He tried to sell it to I would assume that campaigns, Brian, sell their lists so as a form of fundraising. They want to be able to sell access to the emails, and it's a way that they as campaigns can bring in money. And so Kevin Nicholson sold this list, and then either he then sold it again to Conservative Digest, or somebody else that he had sold it to them, and now in lieu, Conservative Digest has shared that with the Tim Michaels campaign, who is now promoting a candidate that was originally running against Kevin Nicholson. And I think it gives you a really good insight of how campaigns and politics work here in Wisconsin, because
fantastic, everyone.
It's almost a little bit of a circling firing squad. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, Kevin Nicholson now, directly or indirectly, whether he meant to or not, shared all of the emails of people who signed up to support him with one of his competitors.
So in the meantime, since Monday, I've seen that Tim Michaels commercial.
Yep.
That is god awful.
Really bad commercial.
That is awful. But still, it was better produced than the latest Ron Johnson ad. Like, the latest Ron Johnson ad looks like one of those, hey, I'm crazy Ron Johnson, I'm walking through. Like, it's poorly lit. It's just like he's walking different places. The cuts are just all wrong.
I'm sorry I only doubled my wealth since.
Yeah, it's one of those like where he's standing in front of Main Street and he, you know, oh look, Main Street back here. I helped these people who I don't really care about. I'm probably not even permitted to be in front of.
I see once every 6 years when I'm running for re-election now.
Yeah, it's horrible. Like it's just like you have enough money, get a better production team. I don't know what, like I guess maybe nobody with a creative brain wants to work for conservatives, I guess. I don't know. Either that or they just think, that's great.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you think we're great, give us a call. 844-967-2789.
Myself, the boy, two droids, and no questions asked.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke. My corner of the galaxy is Waukesha. I'm at 540 AM, WAUK, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. Your corner of the galaxy is over there on Tatooine, the Madisonville area. Maybe that's more of a... maybe you're a Coruscant. No, Chicago's more of a Coruscant type of thing. I don't know. Maybe you're like Endor. North Woods is more like Endor.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Maybe Naboo. Maybe you're Naboo. Maybe you're where Queen Amidala was, and that's where the evil Sith Lord Scott Walker was. Either way, I'm taking it way too far. Either way, you're in Madison, and you're listening to Luke on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM Devil Radio, and you can check that out on the Devil Radio app, and check us out on Twitter as well as Facebook.
Yeah, and we're having fun. May the 4th be with you. Intergalactic Star Wars Day. But, you know, we're also diving into the Wisconsin headlines. And this next one, Brian, it's a doozy. Before we jump into it, though.
Fitting of the Cantina song.
Yes, fitting of the Cantina song. Some circus music might have also been fitting. But before we jump into that one, I wanted to give a shout out. I had the first interaction, Brian, of me just going about my daily evening routine, just living life. And somebody stopped me when I shared my name. I was doing a return at a store. And I gave my last name. I was like, my name, they needed it for the return. And they stopped typing in halfway through my last name, and she turned to me and she just goes, "You're on the radio," and she was a fan, and she likes listening to you and I on the radio here on Dueling Tangents. She said 2 to 3 p.m. is her favorite hour to listen to on Devil Radio, and I was honestly a little taken back because it was the first time that has ever happened.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
It is odd. So shout out to Janine. She was great and she listens, and really appreciate her letting me know that she was listening to us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so we got this next story that we're going to dive into, Brian, is...
Folks, if you see Luke out there and you're, you know, if you're worried, please go up to him and honestly just really, really harass him. With kindness and love, and just shower him with how wonderful he is, because he is awesome. But I want, if you're feeling like, oh, I think that's Luke or whatever, go up and say hi.
Yeah, absolutely, come say hi, because to me this is still a very interesting dynamic, because I'm not, to me, a lot of these conversations that you and I have here into these microphones just feel like conversations between you and I, but
that's
they're
the whole
being
point.
Broadcast across the southern swath of Wisconsin, and I was a little taken aback when the individual, she recognized me, and she told me she was a fan, and she listens, and I was flattered.
Yeah, and I'm in Oak Creek, and I'm a large man. And hard to miss me, so I've been spotted a couple of times, and I don't know if it's been like, dude, that guy's huge, or that's that liberal guy on the radio, or hey, why does he look like that?
I have a feeling sooner or later you will run into my parents at like the Myers or at Woodman's, and you won't know that they're it's them, but they're going to know that it's you, and it'll be an interesting interaction.
Great,
I've probably
shamed myself at least 4 times since then, because I. I keep thinking I'm in Chicago. I can just walk around in my pajamas everywhere and no one cares. Anyway.
Well, speaking of nobody cares what you're actually doing, we've got a headline about what's going on with this, because apparently the Wisconsin State Assembly, Republican-led State Assembly, just doesn't care what its contractors are doing, or allegedly that's what we're finding out through court documents.
That's the party of fiscal responsibility.
Yes.
real good.
And individual responsibility. Very individualistic party as well.
Yes.
And so this is the headline over at the State Journal, Brian, because I find this, like, it is so bad that it's funny, because this is what the headline is. Another judge orders Republicans to stop deleting records related to election review.
That's normal.
So to catch everybody up, last month we got some court-ordered news for that Gableman's team, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, has authorized Gableman to use up to $676,000 of taxpayer funds to investigate the 2020 election here in Wisconsin. Investigate is a really loose word, because these judges have noted that very little evidence is shown that an actual investigation is going on. And in fact, they're taking records that should be open records, that should be available for public access for us to see how they're conducting this review. They're deleting those records. So it's very difficult to tell what the review is in the first place as well, because they're not retaining the records.
And I've argued that if you support Michael Gableman and you think the 2020 election was stolen and, oh my goodness, it was so blah, and you think that this is really true, you should be pissed at Michael Gableman, like really angry.
You should
about
be
it.
Angry.
Because let's say you had your bike stolen, right? And you go to the police and the local constabulary and say, "Hey, officer Friendly, I need you to go and I'm filling out a report. I got a lost stolen bike." And Officer Friendly goes, "You know what? I'm going to be right on it. We have a low caseload. I have funding for my local municipality because I work for a socialist government." But anyway, point is, Officer Friendly goes off and does this wonderful investigation on your bicycle, and then decides that, you know, some of it didn't matter.
He so folds it up and he puts it and makes it into a hat, and he wears it as a hat around the office.
Burns it and throws it out and just says, "Still haven't found your bike, but I'm pretty sure this guy stole it." And you go, "Okay, where are your notes on it? What are the evidence? What happened?" "Well, I threw out most of it. It kind of didn't matter. And really, really, you should just believe me anyway. That person stole it." "Well, do you have my bike?" "No." "Do you have anything at all? Any evidence whatsoever?" "Yeah, well, I kind of folded up the stuff that I didn't think was useful. But either way, this guy probably stole your bike. You should go and yell at that person." Imagine if that happened. I'd be kind of angry, too. So if you think that this election was stolen, you should be mad at Gableman as well. But it doesn't matter, because people just want to go and believe what they want to believe. So let's move on here. Let's see what let's get into what this judge said.
Yeah, because that's the interesting part, Brian. The analogy is good there, but the interesting part is what is actually being argued in court around this. Because we got to remind everyone, this review went beyond its April deadline because the Republicans are saying that liberals that are holding it up in the court. These subpoenas are being challenged by liberal groups.
We're coming up on a year.
Yeah, yeah. Next month this will be a year.
This was supposed to have shut down last August.
Yeah, and we've got some other year anniversaries that we're going to dive into as well. But before we get there, we're going to talk about this piece. Yes. A second Dane County judge has ordered Republicans who launched former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman's ongoing review of the 2020 election to halt the destruction of public records. Dane County Circuit Judge Valerie Bailey Wrynn issued the order Wednesday, noting that she is, quote, "astounded that such a decision was necessary, given that Gableman, who was hired by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to lead the review last year, at a cost of $676,000 to taxpayers, should be well aware of Wisconsin's public records law. Attorneys for Gableman have said the former justice is exempt from retaining records, and his office regularly destroys records deemed, quote, irrelevant or useless."
Let me remind you, this guy also is trying to get everybody at all the voting records from anybody who is deceased gone. He's trying to get rid of any voting. He's trying to purge the voter rolls. He doesn't want people to exist anymore. In fact, he'd like to get rid of as many records as humanly possible. But I want to read you what Bailey Wrynn had to say. Can I do it? Here's a quote. Here's just a quote here. "I'm just astounded because the Office of Special Counsel is composed of somebody who apparently should know better," Bailey Wrynn said to attorney Ronald Stadler, who is representing Voss in the case. And moving down, "I'm just struggling with the idea that somebody is above the law, and why should I not tell you to tell him what the law is? He should know it," Bailey Wrynn said. "It sounds like it's necessary for me to order you to tell him not to delete records, which frankly astounds me, because there is some evidence that these records have been deleted, Bailey Rinn added. Now, I don't know when. Is that continuing? I don't know. What's the explanation for that, other than your clients can't control their contractors?
Yeah. Their clients cannot control the contractors. That is what the Dane County judge has ruled today about the assembly, Republican-led state assembly, who is out of session for the remainder of 2022. And this is one of the only things, Brian, that I can imagine that they're working on, because I cannot imagine that they're doing a whole lot of constituent services. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
You should call. Most of you are probably represented by him. Even though you probably voted Democratic, you probably are represented by some Republican. Why don't you call their office and see how fast they get back to you?
Yeah, but while you're doing that, maybe before or after, give us a call. 844-967-2789. We got a couple of our friends on the phone lines. Up first this afternoon, we got Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box, what's on your mind?
Well, this should be like a future episode on like City Confidential, don't you think? I mean, except that it's not really confidential. It's like right under our noses. And no, it hasn't been about a real investigation. This is more about a gig for Gableman to try and destroy elections and finish off democracy in Wisconsin, because he's such a loser he couldn't get a real job. I mean, yeah, this is... just, I mean, I can't believe that all these people, and I'll mention CJ since I don't want to take his calls anymore, they're all okay with that, right? You know, you tell them about the waste and the corruption within the Republican Party in Wisconsin, and then they try to change the subject on you.
Every time he changes the subject, or he says, I don't care about that, what about Biden?
Yeah. Well, no, he says that, all of those corruption things should be investigated if they're there, but we got to focus on the one right now. You know, the Hunter Biden one, not the fact that, you know, Jared Kushner just got a $2 billion slush fund from the Saudis or anything like that. No, nothing to see there, CJ. But I digress.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pizza Box.
It's not a surprise. This, like you said, it's been a year. There's been deadlines. There's been judges with court orders. And, you know, we still can't hold these guys accountable. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And eventually we will. And eventually the truth will out. But, you know, who knows where we'll be at that point. Mark from the SAC, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I appreciated the tombstone little sound drop you had in there. About Ringo, that Gableman could be inventing stuff now. I deleted those records that support my conclusion here, but you don't need to see that.
What is there to stop him?
Nothing to stop him from doing that. And the people who, a lot of those people he subpoenaed, said, I'll be perfectly willing to come in and testify in the light of day, not in some dark closet with the light shining in my face, and you there strutting around like in your Nazi uniform, Mr. Gableman, you're trying to put the pressure on me to say what you want me to hear. And for these anti-abortion whacks that post on here, and the conservative poster that posts insults to the station, that complaining about I got the angel's archangel's name wrong when I made a response to him. Is he in support of the pro-rape law that's going through in some of these states now, where the rapist family can sue the rape victim and profit by the criminal act of the rapist? I mean, that morality is completely lost on these people.
It's a very interesting situation. Oh, someone's getting pulled over right over here. Right in front of the studio. Oh, my goodness. Geez. Oh, my. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And I my first thought when you said, Gableman running around in a Nazi uniform, I didn't know they made him that big. And then I realized he might have just gotten a Legacy Hogan's Heroes uniform. So good for him. Good for him. I'm assuming that's, you know, at least vintage. He probably got... Look, if you're getting, you know, $11,000 a month, you're going to have to figure out some other stuff to go and kind of invest in. And maybe, you know, he found himself an old Sergeant Sulch uniform. And, you know, maybe he got himself into that. And that's how he can interrogates people. I don't know, because I've never been back there and none of us are allowed back there. So if he can make up things, which he actually has made up things.
He invented numbers for nursing home voter turnout rates.
Yep.
Nobody could substantiate the claims that he was making for the turnout percentage.
But Donald Trump's sharing it like everybody. It's fact.
Yeah, they share it like it's fact, and then they go ahead and delete these records. So that is the news out of Dane County. Judge Valerie Bailey Wren telling the assembly to force Gableman to stop deleting records because apparently she needs to reiterate it a second
time. Please stop breaking the law again.
Please stop deleting public records.
Please be better at your job.
Please,
like even you if you want him to do your job, do his job better. Like he's not doing his job well.
You gave him how much money to do this? What? The taxpayers are responsible for this? And, Brian, it was another day in court for all these attorneys, so that just means more attorney's fees that the Wisconsin public is going to have to pick up to defend Gableman in this lawsuit.
They're
going to
profit no matter what happens.
That money's going to get spent defending him no matter what. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Give us a call. 844-967-2789.
Get in there, you big toyo! I don't care what you smell!
I have felt him.
Strange that I have not.
Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars!
Oh, my goodness. Depending on what day you meet Bill Murray, apparently it's either the worst day of your life or the best day of your life, depending on his mood. So, Bill Murray is awesome. Sometimes.
I saw something about him trending, and I was like, I honestly didn't even see what happened, so I'm not sure.
No, I mean, nothing. Look.
He was a grouchy old man. He was a grouchy old man to somebody.
But sometimes he's a really fun old man and, like, crazy and stuff. But at the same time, you know, like, I was watching a Cubs baseball game, like, during a playoffs run or something like that, and he just wandered into the post-game show, like, wandering around on set during the live thing, and nobody stopped him because he's Bill Murray, and he's in Chicago. You can literally do anything if you're Bill Murray and you're in Chicago. So depending on where I mean, you were talking about having someone come up to you and recognize you for the first time.
Yeah.
Imagine that times.
Yeah, I was going to say nonstop. Yeah, I can't.
And so when I say, you know, it's either the best day of your life or the worst day of your life, it depends on how much you put stock in Bill Murray and how much you cling on to how that person is. Because sometimes...
Or how you approach him as well, I can imagine.
I have good days, I have bad days. Sometimes I'm a jerk, sometimes I'm not. I'm a human being and so are you. So, you know, public interactions. I told you, like, I was in Woodman's. I realized, oh, yeah, sometimes I walk around in my pajamas. Maybe I shouldn't do that. But again, I'm not obsessed with my outside persona and stuff like that. And I don't think Bill Murray is either. And I think that's really how it comes across. But
yeah, well, speaking of people that, you know, wandered where maybe they shouldn't be anymore, let's take this to the next story, Brian, because I want to give it a nice... 1 year, we missed it on Monday because of all these other headlines. But we missed the 1 year anniversary of Fred Prehn overstaying his welcome.
Congratulations,
Fred
Prehn.
It's
been a year of you not doing what you're supposed to.
Yep, squatted officially on the Natural Resources Board for more than a year now. But this next story, Brian, then dives into appointments here in the state of Wisconsin because Fred Prehn's not the only... appointment position that gets Sandra Nass, is the Evers appointee to replace Fred Prehn on the Natural Resources Board. And we've got a number of Governor Walker appointees, former Governor Walker appointees, that are overstaying their welcome as well. And they also exist not only on the Natural Resources Board, but on the UW Board of Regents.
I just want to remind everybody that Governor Evers is running for re-election. He's been governor for nearly 4 years now,
mm-hmm.
and there are still Walker appointees that he has not been able to replace with his nominations because of Republican obstruction. And if you don't think they have the time because they're so busy, they, again, have closed their session for the year.
Devin LeMahieu is choosing to not confirm any of these positions. It is a political act for the state Senate to refuse to even have a public hearing on their confirmations.
Well, why should he be different than Mitch McConnell? Huh?
Why? I was going to say,
if they can be partisan bastards that are just not even... This isn't even the will of the people.
It's not. They don't give a damn about that, Brian. They do not give one damn about that. They don't. But this is the headline over at the State Journal. Governor Tony Evers appoints three to the UW System Board of Regents, widening majority. But, like I said, that majority isn't confirmed yet, Brian. So, Governor Tony Evers on Wednesday appointed three new members to the UW System Board of Regents, further strengthening the Democratic governor's majority of appointees to the 18-member board that passes policies and rules for the University of Wisconsin System campuses. Diving down a little further in the piece, though. The appointees fill the seats of three former appointees whose term expired earlier this month. Those regents include Michael Grebe, the chief legal counsel for Aurora Healthcare, Andrew Peterson, senior vice president of corporate affairs for TDS Telecom, and Corey Saffold, the director of school safety and security for the Verona Area School District. Goes through all of the appointments, past what they've done on the board in this piece. Some of Evers' appointees for two other state boards, the Natural Resources Board and the Technical College System Board, have been unable to serve because Walker appointees refused to vacate their seats despite their terms expiring last May. The Walker appointees have said state law allows them to serve until the Senate confirms their successor. But that won't happen on the UW Board of Regents. Oh, this is actually a little bit of a twist because somebody shared this to me telling me that they weren't going to be confirmed. Peterson confirmed he plans to step down from the board to allow his successor to serve. Oh, what is that, Brian?
What?
Actual continuity of government, that is.
Wow. Peaceful transition of power.
9 years is an, quote, 9 years is an awfully long time to work and volunteer, he said on Wednesday, a phone call. It's been an honor. So Peterson and Grebe said in an email, his term ended May 1, and he wished the incoming regents well in leading the system forward. So now Evers has 11 appointees on the board, while another five were appointed by Walker. So that is where we're at with that one. We actually had people step down, Brian, rather than taking the Fred Prenn route here in the state of Wisconsin and overstaying his welcome on the Natural Resources Board. We had UW Board of Regents that had their term come to an end on May 1st, step down from the positions.
Wait, what? Really?
Wow.
Wow, it's almost like, you know, people...
It's like the system worked.
But it's also like people in academia have respect for, you know, propriety and things like that and, you know, government and the way things work and how things, you know, maybe administered. I don't know. It just maybe seems like the way things should be run, the way things should be done.
It does absolutely seem like that because, Brian, I'm glad. I'm glad that this is the outcome is the way that it should be, because this is what functioning government looks like. Not overstaying your welcome, not squatting and making a political point of it, allowing the individual that was elected, duly elected by the citizens of Wisconsin, to be the governor, to appoint these positions, and stepping down when your term is over. So,
well,
good news.
Happy
there.
Anniversary, Fred Prenn.
Yeah, Fred Prenn. Just a reminder that you are, in fact,
an
squatting.
Obstinate P.O. things. He's a person. He's a person. You know, he's a human being, and he has probably a family that some probably cares that he's alive. I don't know. I'm trying to find things that might.
But he doesn't want to spend more time with them because he's going to overstay his welcome on the natural.
You take your time. Board. Just go away. Fade away nicely, quietly. Go away. It'll be great.
Stop overstaying your welcome, folks. You've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Really excited about tomorrow's show as well. We're gonna have
Revenge of the
guest.
Fifth.
Yes, Revenge of the Fifth. No, not only that, but we're gonna be joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. There's some news today. There was a conference by the State Department of Transportation, along with the City of Milwaukee and the County of Milwaukee, that they're gonna be re-examining the freeway project near American Family Field. I almost called it Miller Park, but former Miller
same
Park.
Same name. Same thing.
Same thing. But there's going to be a study now reevaluating that freeway project in the coming months. And Dan's going to join us because he's got a really interesting proposal.
He's been on it.
He's been championing it. And there's been a lot of local officials in Milwaukee that are championing it as well because of the work that Dan's doing over at the Recombobulation Area. So if you want to hear more about that, be sure to tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. Up next, we got the Devil's Advocates. We got Crudy and Dom for the happy hour and the 5 o'clock hour. Otherwise, if you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Talk to you tomorrow, folks.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rebellions are built on hope.